Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Wednesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, look, we're going to be here. I feel like we got a pretty good show planned for today, but before we get started with the whole show, let's introduce everybody on the show and go around the room. And most of his sports teams suck, and he's just learned about leaving Jeep ducks. Here he is. Eddie.
Hey, guys, I've started a business. It's officially out. I'm working on it.
Oh, you're already doing it?
Oh, yeah. I already got 2 clients. I delivered one today. I'm selling smoked chickens, smoked whole chicken for $20. Can I interest you in one?
To buy one?
Yeah.
I need to know more about it, about your business, but I don't want you to sell me a chicken.
Well, why not?
I'm fine on chickens.
Okay.
But I want to know.
It's a whole chicken.
And I get it.
And you should give him one so he'll talk about how good
chicken
is.
I don't want a chicken. Okay. Clients. No chickens.
You know the chicken will last.
I don't want a chicken.
Okay. All right.
Tell me about the business.
So it's Smoking Eddie's. Wait, or Smoking Hot Eddie's chicken. I don't know. I haven't really decided yet.
Yeah, I like
it. It can be Eddie's Smoking Hot Chicken or Smoking Hot Eddie's Chicken. I don't know. I'm still working with the whole company.
And then why did this happen to where you're like, I should make this for other people?
I bought a smoker. I made a chicken, and it is amazing. The best smoked chicken I've ever had.
How much does a whole chicken cost when you buy it at the grocery store?
About $8, $9.
And then how much time does it take to do it?
4 hours.
And do you have to be out there for all 4 hours?
No.
Can you do multiple at a time?
Yes. I can do probably max 6 chickens at a time. Eddie's smoked chicken.
So are you wanting investors, or are you wanting just people to buy chickens?
I want clients.
Oh, got it.
I don't need investors now. Maybe, hey, dude, if we get like big orders.
But if you get big orders, then you're doing it. You're going the wrong way with this.
Yeah, and you need to put that in the fridge. Well,
hold on, Lunchbox. What do you mean I'm going the wrong way with
if
this?
If you get big orders and it's easy for an investor to go, oh, he's got big orders, I'm sure I'm happy to give money. You want to get investors now where there's really no promise.
Oh. Okay. Like, take their money now.
Well, make it them a part of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll hop in with you if you need an investor, but I wouldn't, if you're going to do it by yourself, do not bring investors on if you get big orders, and you just go fund that because it's all your money you're making to keep in.
You're right. Hey, so you're in?
I didn't say that. I just said maybe. Let me think about it.
I was like, wait a minute. You're going to go into business?
I will give you 50 bucks or 80% of the company.
Thank you.
Hey, don't decide anything right now. I'm going to bring in a chicken for you to try, okay. And then you can decide.
And then we'll go through it.
Yeah.
Well, I know you can cook. You grill at my house all the time.
Dude, this chicken is amazing.
Next level?
You've never had one
like
this.
Okay, bring one tomorrow.
Come on!
Bring one tomorrow.
Hey, takes 24 hours.
Okay, 24 hours from now, I'd like to have some chicken.
All right.
Okay, or like Friday or Thursday. Yeah, I don't know.
End of the week. That's good.
Okay. Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah.
He wants to wash his hands with every celebrity that visits, and he's obsessed with scratch-off tickets. Here he is, Lunchbox. Woo!
So I played in that celebrity softball game a few weeks ago, Folds of Honor, guys. And, you know, when the athletes are out there, you're wondering, what are these celebrities? You want to talk to them, and what people don't ask is what they're wearing.
What do you mean what they're wearing?
So I asked
at a softball game?
Yeah, I asked all the athletes, what underwear are they wearing? Because people want to know.
Oh, can I say something? I've turned this bit down like 9 times.
I keep putting it in there. I just never.
I thought, I don't want to hear about what underwear people's wearing. And so, okay, so you know, you can do whatever you want here. But isn't that creepy?
Did you ask any? You didn't ask women, though.
Oh, I didn't ask women.
Oh my God.
No, that way he shows I'm not sexist. Yeah. Like, if I only
but
ask
it's a also,
dude,
like, creepy and, I don't know. It feels predatorish, too. Like, hey, what kind of underwear? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so I talked to Brantley Gilbert.
Here you go.
I need to know, Brantley Gilbert, what kind of underwear are you wearing?
They're Saks.
Okay, like...
S-A-X-X.
And, like, is it, like boxers, briefs, boxer briefs?
They're like boxer briefs, but they got, like, a compartment that holds all your stuff together.
Okay, cool.
What on earth?
This is weird.
No, but you kept turning it down, so I was finally like, I got to go rogue and just do it on my own.
Do you want to hear from Ernest?
We absolutely do.
Whatever, man.
What am I wearing? I think just some Tractor Supply right now. What does it say?
Luke Trading.
Yeah, I got it at Tractor Supply. Breeds.
Okay. And what do you like about that underwear?
It doesn't chafe. I chafe pretty good. And a lot of times boxers ride up on me. I got thick thighs, thunder thighs, Tennessee thunder thighs, you know?
All right.
But well, these allow me to breathe.
Let's go. Tractor Supply, holler at me.
I don't want to play the women clips.
What?
He talked to Raylan and Morgan.
Yeah.
I don't.
R. Morgan?
Yeah, Morgan.
Yes, it was very uncomfortable.
You guys can vote. I don't want
to. I mean, who would you like to hear from first, Morgan or Raylan?
No, I don't think I want to hear from either. Amy?
Well, Morgan can decide for herself.
Morgan, should we play this or no?
You can. It's fine.
Okay, like, go ahead. Play Morgan, please.
Morgan, we are here. Folds of Honor. So it's an honor to be here. Morgan.
Yeah, we are.
What underwear are you wearing?
It's lacy. I don't know. What do you want me? I don't want to detail that.
Well, I mean, like, does it have a brand? Is it Victoria's Secret?
Yeah, it's
like,
Victoria's Secret.
Oh, my God.
But okay. Lacey, do you have a color?
I think they're blue.
All right.
No more of this bit. This is why the bit was turned down like four times.
He asked more questions about
her. I think he just used this as a way to go ask women about their underwear.
Yeah.
If you want to know the truth,
yeah.
I think he went to Ernest and Brantley so then he could go up to every woman and be like, what underwear are you wearing? I've been asking dudes, too.
He could never ask Morgan that here at work.
Here. Yes.
Right. This is weird.
You want me to ask her?
I felt obligated to answer because he was doing a bit for the show.
No.
Terrible bit. Okay. Thank you. Lunchbox.
No way.
Good bit.
There you go. Now you know.
On opposite day.
Athletes play.
Every day she brings us lots of information. That's because she starts off her day doing a morning meditation. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
On Hulu, they have the Secrets of Hillsong. Have y'all seen it?
Mm-hmm. No, that's the church in Los Angeles, right?
Yes. Well, it started in Australia.
Is that a Bieber church? Was he there?
So the main pastor of the American version, like New York, California, baptized Justin Bieber. And they were very close, Carl Lentz. And he kind of came down. And that's what I thought it was going to be about. But the Hulu documentary, it goes so much deeper, way back into Australia to the founder and the pastor, Brian Houston, and then his dad. And it's just this, it's like this onion and you're peeling and there's layers and layers and it's wild.
Is it wild as in, man, they really did a great job? Or is it wild as in like, oh, that's weird or misleading?
It's wild in that they really did a great job of covering things up.
Yeah, so like, they stole stuff?
No, I mean, there's...
Think about churches. They have to pay taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Churches just keep... Okay. There's some bad stories.
I mean, yeah, they were flying private. Da, da, da. That's like...
That'd be awesome. Like, I think
whatever.
I'd be a priest.
That's white-collar crime.
Preacher.
I guess I'd be a preacher.
It's different.
Yeah.
Like, bad things between, like, sexual assault, different things. Like, it's just so inappropriate. It's crazy. And, man, we always sing the Hillsong songs at church. But some churches are like, yeah, we don't sing these anymore. They're like the good ones.
They're canceled.
Wow.
Like Jimmy Allen songs. Yeah, we can't play those anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they were good songs.
I recommend it.
But if people do bad things, allegedly.
You can't.
We don't do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
5 out of 5.
I don't like the church ones, though. It makes me not trust anybody. Can't trust a church.
Yeah, who can you trust?
Yeah, who can you trust?
In churches, and there are more incidents of, like, priests and preachers doing bad stuff with kids than any other specific... It's bad news. I don't like the church stuff.
Yeah. I think it's honestly why the founder got into...
But is it good?
This. I highly recommend it, yes.
I changed my mind again. I'm
going like
to change even what I was going to talk about today based on Amy's because it's a bit similar. Go ahead, Raymundo.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he sometimes forgets deodorant for work. So if you're near him, don't lurk. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I am going to, and I was going to do something else, but since you brought up church, I've been watching the new season of Righteous Gemstones, which I think is hilarious on Max. Have you guys watched the first two episodes?
Oh, no, I have not.
Season 3?
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
That's basically a spoof of churches like this.
Yes. And so That being said, I have become friends with BJ on the show. His name is Tim in real life. BJ is...
He's the youth director? No.
That's Adam Devine.
Okay, okay.
BJ is married to the sister.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's like, I just got, he's just like really weird, goof, you know, his character is. But I became friends with him. And we're buddies now.
That's cool.
He's really close to like my brother-in-law. And so he's actually a big sports fan.
Wow.
Like the opposite of what his character is. He's an improv actor. And so we hung out a bunch over this past weekend. His name's, you know, Tim Baltz. So, and I was like, what's up with the accent? He goes, well, I just tried to figure out like, if I took like South Carolina and meshed it with Alabama, you know what I, cause he's from like Southern Illinois, like a rural place in Illinois. But do you know who I'm talking about? The guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm friends with him now. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
At first I was like, I just want to get a picture with him. And then I started talking with him and I was like, I might be his friend, so I can't ask for a picture now.
You'll eventually get one.
Then we got one because I was like, hey, Caitlin, let's all of us take a picture. I like cheated to get one, but that's my new friend. Except we only hung out one time. But it's back. That show's back on Matt. It's so funny. It's not for everybody, but it's very funny. All right, that's what's up. Thank you, guys. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go, you're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. You guys send us a lot of emails. We don't make these up. Some shows make crap up. We don't. We don't hire voice actors. We don't make crap up. Let's go to the mailbag. Go ahead.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm having a barbecue on 4th of July, and I wanted to ask my guests not to post any pictures on social media so that those I did not invite don't get mad at me. That's funny. Like I said, the party's going to be on the 4th, and I'm going to invite around 70 people. There are about 30 that I couldn't invite, and I feel bad, but it just didn't work out because I only have so much room. I don't want to lose friends over it, you know? People see pictures on Instagram, and then they wonder, why weren't they invited? And then I get a phone call asking, why wasn't I invited? So I don't want anyone posting pictures of the party. Do you think people will abide by my request? Or is it impossible for people to not post pictures on Instagram? Signed, Lisa's Limited Invites. Yeah, I get it. Here's what I'm going to say to you, Lisa. You can't live your life worried about what people think about you all the time. If they want to post pictures, I would say let them post pictures. I would just, yeah, and you can also make the request no pictures. It's your party. You do what you want. You can have, you can laugh if you want. You can cry if you want to.
Oh, because it's your party.
It's your party, yeah. Right? I would just say, if you're going to enforce any rule, that you say, hey, if you guys are going to post pictures, will you not say that you're here just for some security reasons? We've had some issues. You just lie. That's what I would do. You're already being dishonest anyway with other people. I'm not having a party. Then you have one. So rule tier one is just have a party and don't worry about it. And then deal with it later if something comes up. They obviously don't matter that much to you, or you didn't invite them. So don't worry about what people think. This is not one of those situations where you need to. Secondly, if you're going to be like, don't take pictures, just say, hey, just don't say you're at my house. There's some security issues around the neighborhood. That's it.
Do you think they will abide of these rules once you put some?
I think that, yeah, I do actually.
Yeah?
The first rule, there is no rule.
Wait, all 70 of them, you think like not one person's going to post?
Yeah, I think you just say it. Of course. I mean, individually, you can be post pictures all you want. Just don't say you're at my house.
Yeah, yeah.
Because aren't people
security
seeing
reasons.
The inside of my house or... Yeah, that's a harder one to do. My first one, though, is to just, who cares? First is honesty. Honesty is always first. But if that's slightly uncomfortable, then lie.
Right, right, right.
Yes.
That's okay then.
Yes. So that's the deal. And that's an easy one. But don't worry about what people think. Again, they're not your best friends. Or you didn't invite them. You're all good. Don't worry about it. But if you do, just lie. Anything you'd like to say to that, Amy?
You have a lot of friends. Wow. Okay. Because 70 people are coming. There's 30. I say let people post. And like Bobby said, don't worry about what other people think. And then you can send the ones that weren't invited this Mel Robbins podcast episode called Let Them.
No, don't even acknowledge it. They're probably not even going to know.
Well,
don't be sending them podcast links about why they weren't invited and what they could do better with their personalities.
Well, listen, she specifically says, if you're not invited to a friend's party or whatever, let them have the party. Who cares?
Which they're going to do that, yeah.
Yeah, but they'll be like, okay,
don't
cool.
Don't send a link. Don't do that.
Helped me.
Eddie?
Yeah, life's too short for that, man. Who cares about those people?
I agree.
I mean, you can probably play like a game where like, hey, you want to post? Post on this. Like, you know, I don't know, some like
that's stupid
app
too.
Or something.
Yeah,
but
my second one's stupid. Yours is stupid. Mostly just don't say anything about it. Okay. I mean, just let everybody live their life and you live yours. And you're also assuming that every single person that didn't come to the party is going to be on social media.
True.
Looking and being like, I wonder what party I didn't get invited
exactly.
to today.
Exactly.
A wise person once said, live your life. There you go, Lisa. Thank you. That's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, I'll give you three characters from a TV show. All you have to do is name the show they're from. And the winner...
Come on.
Oh, give me a mystery card.
No, you don't want to do that again. What do you think, third time's the charm?
That's what I'm thinking.
Third time, it's a real deal.
The winner will either get cash, $20, or a specially picked up mystery card.
Dumb card.
The question is, does the card eventually have to be real?
Eventually, it has to.
That's the question.
Like the lottery tickets.
I purposefully...
Eventually, you're going to hit it big.
But that's not true, though. So I would think for sure the card may not win ever. Okay. So winner gets to choose $20 or the mystery card.
Okay.
And if the mystery card is ever real, it's going to be worth more than $20. Okay?
Oh, I love it.
So you're never going to get a mystery card that's worth a nickel. The mystery card's like a prize, or it's like on Let's Make a Deal where you open it up and there's a goat.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, we have 7 of these. Write your answer down. I'll give you 3 characters from a TV show. You name the show they're from. This is an example. Ross, Monica Chandler.
Friends,
correct. Classic TV edition, so it sucks. That's a classic, but that's showbiz, baby. We're older. Seven, here we go. Number one, Al. Randy. Tim. Name that show. Al. Randy. Tim. Name that show. Everybody in?
In.
Okay, Amy in?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie.
Home Improvement.
Lunchbox.
Home Improvement.
Amy.
Home Improvement.
Correct. Give them all a point. Good job, good job, good job. Next up, Carol. Mike. Alice. Carol. Mike. Alice.
I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
Easily could have been Growing Pains until I hit you with that third one. Carol and Mike Seaver.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that. I'll remember that for next time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. I got that down. Lunchbox.
Brady Bunch.
Eddie.
Brady Bunch.
Amy.
Brady Bunch.
Nice job, everybody.
Here's a story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls.
Number three. Wayne. Paul. Kevin. Wayne. Paul. Kevin. Name that TV show. Everybody good?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in for the win.
And Amy?
Wonder Years.
Lunchbox?
Wonder Years.
Eddie?
Wonder Years.
Yes, sir.
What would you do if I sang out of tune?
You guys came in today. Dialed in.
Wow, man, come on.
Okay. Let's go. Harvey. Zelda.
Huh.
Hilda.
What? Harvey, Zelda, and Melda?
Hilda. That is not Hilda. What I said. Harvey, Zelda, and Hilda.
Zelda. Milda.
That's not what I said.
Hilda.
I said Hilda, but I didn't know
you
the other
one. You said Milda.
Oh, whatever.
All right.
Okay, I'm in.
Pretty good. Lunchbox, what you got?
I have Knots Landing.
Wow. You know?
Wow, that's old school.
Quality guess.
I mean,
if you don't know, go something that you don't know.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of that show. I like that. Eddie.
Which is a Waverly Place?
Amy.
Jetsons.
One of you guys was so close.
Uh-huh. That's me.
Is Eddie.
It's not Witch or Waverly.
Morgan, do you know that one? Harvey, Zelda, and Hilda?
No.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
No! The Dumb Witch Show!
1996. Oh. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Three more.
You would have said Clarissa would have gotten it.
Well, that would have been not the same show. That would have been Clarissa Explains It All.
Exactly. Yeah,
that's it. Yes, yes. Here we go. Arthur. Howard. Richie.
Yeah. I remember the win.
Arthur. Howard. Richie. Classic TV show. Can you name it based on those three character names?
I think I'm going to start getting cocky and go after one name.
Do it.
It's first name to say.
Yeah, yeah, do it.
Eddie.
Happy Days.
Lunchbox.
Happy Days.
Amy.
Happy Days.
Correct.
Monday, Happy Days.
Good job. Wednesday, early too much.
Woo!
Then we go to sudden death.
We may go perfect.
You may.
We haven't. We already missed one.
That's true. You may not. Thank
We're
you, Eddie.
The same.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, crap.
Jethro. Jed. Ellie Mae.
I'm in for the win.
Jethro. Jed. Ellie Mae.
In.
Amy's the one that's not in. Amy, what do you have?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Eddie?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Lunchbox?
Beverly Hillbillies.
Wow. All right, last one. If anybody is the only one to get this, you win. Everybody's tied. Good job. Helen. I'm giving you a shot, Cocky, to jump in.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah, Helen. Come on, Helen. I'm not sure I know that.
I'm sure they would let you guess right now, and if you get it, you win.
Totally.
Amy, would you be cool with that if he wants to guess after one?
Sure.
Helen.
Helen.
Mr. Cocky, any shot? Or you got to just back off and not be cocky anymore. And actually be quite humble.
Helen. Nah, I don't know that one, man.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Wow,
maybe after two, I'll jump in.
Nah, sorry, buddy. Louise.
I think I'm going to back off.
Okay, you can back off that one, too.
I don't know Louise right. either.
George. Helen, Louise, and George.
Huh?
This is the seventh one.
Helen,
Louise, and George. Amy has confused face. Lunchbox has confused noise, and Eddie's being quiet.
I'm in.
You got it?
Oh, yeah, I'm in.
Okay. I should have gone after one.
Oh, yeah? You have it now?
No, I'm saying I should have gone after one because I don't know if my guess is any better.
So it would have been the same?
Yeah. Got it.
George, is it like
Excuse
that?
Me? What's up?
Is it like that?
Excuse me?
Say it again.
George. Huh. Does she talk like that?
I can't tell you any hint like that. Do you have your guess?
It
sounds like Amy wants to write down the nanny.
No. Yeah, that's what I thought.
I'm not saying it's right or wrong.
From yours.
No, she's got short hair.
Okay, you have an answer?
And he's in a recliner. And he's like, Judge.
Oh, God, you're thinking of All in the Family.
Yeah, is that it?
I don't know. We'll see.
But why would you?
That's not it.
Or okay, is fine, it? I'm you in. Never know with me.
I'm in.
Amy, what do you have?
Seinfeld.
Lunchbox.
That's the Jeffersons.
Eddie?
That's the Jeffersons.
Oh, shoot. Moving on up.
That's it.
Yeah!
Oh, no!
I got it when you said George.
So what do we do?
Well, we got two tiebreakers.
Okay. We're not going to kiss our sisters. Let's go.
That's true. We're not going
to
do that.
Unless you want to. Best one to make out with her sister wins. Oh. They promise.
I'd do it with a W.
Okay, here we go.
You would?
We're going to do...
Man.
We're going to do three sudden deaths.
Oh, man.
You can buzz in any time to get it.
Oh, okay, I like
three.
This.
Only between Lunchbox and
I
Eddie.
I like this.
Ready.
Yeah.
Ready. Sam.
Eddie. Cheers.
Correct.
Yes! That's how you do it.
Well, I thought it was going to be another one. You that's know what how I'm you talking do about. It.
No, I don't know.
Who's the boss?
Great.
Oh, yeah.
He took the shot.
Yeah.
And I hit it.
That's five. One. Okay, here we go. There's still two left, Eddie.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Mark this one off.
Dude, that feels good, going for one.
I know.
Awesome. Next.
Trying to be like me.
Samuel. Well, no, I made the
Lunchbox!
Go ahead.
Saved by the Bell, Samuel Powers.
Correct.
Bam! Eddie, how's that taste?
I know, I told you, it feels good, right?
Woo! That's how man does it.
What?
Woo!
That's how man does it.
He did it the same way you did.
Man, I taught him that strategy.
Hey, we're both men.
Okay.
I taught you a strategy.
Here we go.
Trying to use it against me.
Last one.
Woo!
Last one. Okay, last one. Janet.
Eddie. Three's Company.
Correct winner.
Come on!
I wouldn't have gotten that anyway.
Come on! Hey, that's how men do it. Come on!
Wow.
I mean, if you get one from his high school days, he's going to get it.
Look at that.
Wow.
Actually, none of you guys were alive when that show first started.
That's correct.
Yeah, look at that.
What was it,
1976. Okay. Well, Ed, you are the winner.
Thank you, dude. Sure. Woo! Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Now, hold on. You get your chance at $20.
Ooh, that's good money right there.
Or... you can have the mystery card, which has been picked twice so far, and it's been a fail both times. But now... They've been hotel keys.
You pulled that up a little bit. I saw a little bit of that card.
Maybe I did it on purpose. Would you like the $20 for the mystery card?
Yeah, it looks like that could have been one of those, gift cards.
Well, now that I know it's a bit, I will be treating it differently, but I'm not saying it's any different today.
Uh-huh.
Would you like $20 or a mystery card? And if you don't pick the mystery card, I will not let you know what the mystery card was.
Bones, look. I like what I see.
Boom, let's go.
I see $20.
Let's go, baby.
So give me the money.
$20.
Let's Here go! We go,
buddy. Come take your money.
Dang it, it's a good card.
It probably was something good, though. I'm just going to tell you right now. You probably lost a lot, but hey, who cares?
Come on!
He gets $20. That's more than anybody else has gotten so far. Eddie is our winner. Nice job, buddy. I will say the mystery card was worth at least five times more than that.
That's all right. I got 20
bucks. You
got
20 bucks? That's more than what's happened to certain people on this show.
That's right. Lunchbox. Right.
Eddie is our winner. Congratulations, Woo! Buddy. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries, or dogs' water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
Have you ever heard of a dog turret? You have a doctorate degree, right?
Yes. Oh, a dog turret.
A dog turret.
I thought you meant like dog Tourette's.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, Amy.
Yeah, like, let's not make fun of special dogs.
No.
Got it.
A dog turret.
Got it. Degree. A dog turret, yeah.
Yes. The University of Maryland, Baltimore held a special ceremony for all of their service and therapy dogs. And this one in particular, a Rottweiler named Loki, received a doctorate of medicine.
Okay, stop calling it a doctorate.
Doctorate.
That's what it's called. Doctorate of medicine.
That's funny.
Recognizing Loki's role in the institution's service and therapy dog program. But particularly during the pandemic, she was trained by Dr. Caroline Benzel. And Caroline would take Loki around to hospitals and they would pass out these hero healing kits to frontline workers. So they gained recognition doing that. But she's continued her work as a therapy dog.
I thought you made up doctorate and were just committed
it's
to it.
It's an article.
She graduated canine sum laude?
She did.
That's
yeah.
cool. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know that.
Oh, man.
You get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Did you get it?
That's good.
Are you trying to think of other ones? I was watching your wheels turn.
Yeah, I was thinking like a bachelor of science or what's the bachelor of...
Like you could do bark or rough.
Yeah, I was trying to think of one with like the valedictorian one.
No, it's not. What?
Valedictorian. But I couldn't think of the name. I couldn't come up with a dog one.
Say it again?
Valedictorian.
No. You're putting too much emphasis on a part of the word that the emphasis doesn't go on.
Well, because I always said it wrong, and so that's how I know how to say it now.
But it's wrong.
But how'd you used to say it?
Valedictorian.
Yeah, that would be wrong too, but I'd like that better, I think.
No, but that's what it's called. It's the valedictorian. No,
your emphasis is just in a place I don't prefer it.
Well, how do you say it?
Valedictorian.
That's how everyone else says it.
Mm. Valedictorian.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, valedictorian.
Like, there you go. That's it. You nailed it.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. That's good news, and that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
We have two celebrity sightings on the show. Both claim they were A-list. Who do you think has the bigger celebrity? I do not know either of them. Morgan or Lunchbox?
Oh, Morgan, easy.
Well, before we... I was actually going to have him give us a little hint here. Before we commit to who we think has the bigger celebrity, Lunchbox, where did you see yours and what were they doing?
They were walking down the street in a group of people, just walking on a weekday afternoon. I'm driving the car. I see this person. I look at my wife and I say, that was blank. I hit a left-hand turn into a parking lot, run across four lanes of traffic to say hello.
Okay, so that's Lunchbox's A-list celebrity.
Okay.
Now, he's been known to screw with us. We went through a whole, I don't know, hour game where it ended up being Mike D.
Right.
So just heads up. Morgan, give us the story about the A-list celebrity you saw.
I was driving around looking at some nice houses. You know, I just caught myself in a really, really bougie neighborhood, and I was like, oh, these are cool, and I got caught up. Well, somebody passes by me and I'm like, holy crap, that's... And then I see him turn into their house and they have a huge mansion.
Ooh, I like that.
Think about it for a second, because I'm going to play this song. And on the back side of the song, we're going to hear their stories, but you guys make a guess. I'll make a guess too. I don't know who either one of them are. You guys will vouch. You didn't say who it was to me, right?
No, I didn't.
I didn't tell you.
All right. Okay, who do you believe saw the bigger celebrity, Lunchbox or Morgan?
Amy. Gosh, it's hard. Lunchbox has seen some big ones, but I'm going to go with Morgan today.
Because he's just full of crap mostly?
No, because she...
You don't think he's full of crap mostly?
I mean, sometimes okay. He is. But he, you know, he has brought in some good ones before. So I think Morgan's being in a really nice neighborhood and it being a massive house, I'm leaning towards.
That's good. The massive house is good.
Yeah.
I hope you took pictures of this house and the celebrity at that house so we know you saw them.
I'm not doing that. No.
She doesn't have a history of lying to get radio clout.
Weird.
Yeah.
Eddie.
Yeah. Look. The whole mansion thing, pulling into a huge house, I love it. Morgan's telling the truth. Plus, Lunchbox, he just lies all the time.
I'm going to go with Lunchbox because he did risk his life and run across four lanes of traffic.
Or is he making that up?
No. I don't think so. I think he is.
The celebrity, when you play this audio that I have from the celebrity,
yeah,
they reference me running across four lanes
love
of traffic.
Okay. So I'm going with LB. Now, our votes are in. Everybody locked in?
Yeah.
Now, Lunchbox actually has another clue for us. We can't change our mind because of the clue. So we have audio. We're going to play the clip of him talking to them. We don't know who it is yet, but Raymundo, hit that clip.
Dude, you're driving down the road and you see this guy walking. What's up? Right, you got to pull over and run across traffic.
What are you doing?
Oh, it's Jake.
Jake Owen.
Dude.
Okay. Hey, it's a big celebrity.
It's like one of my best friends.
Yeah, but still a big celebrity.
Okay. It is a big celebrity, though. You're right. Okay. I like it.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the rest of the clip?
I do.
Mean,
that's a good
Jake
one.
Hung out on the street corner.
That's a good one. Go ahead.
Dude, good to see you, Jake Owen.
I think I wasn't doing anything crazy.
Hey, are you out taking pictures, too?
Yeah, man. I'm just shooting some photos, just having a good time.
How's life, Jake Owen?
Life is great. Running into my buddy Lunchbox.
Yeah. Man.
Had a little lunch. It's ironic.
All right, dude. Hey, be good, dude. Take care of yourself. Hey.
I saw you running across. Like, yeah. You were sacrificing your life.
Just to see Jake Owen. Hey, celebrities hanging out with celebrities.
That's right. Everywhere.
You want to say anything to America?
God bless you.
And what about your new song and thing?
Nah, I don't care about all
that. Cool.
America, take care of each other. That's all right. That matters.
That's a good one.
I mean, he's literally just walking down the street, a busy street.
He was probably taking pictures? Shooting album content. He's got a record coming out this week.
Oh.
On Friday. So probably doing that.
He was just leaving lunch with some friends, and they were eating at a restaurant, and they were just walking down the street, like, boom. And
That's a good one.
It was really crazy.
Solid. A celebrity in this scale, what do you guys give it, 1 through 10?
Jake?
Yeah, 8?
Yeah, I'd say 8. Yeah. Solid
big
8.
One? Big one, yeah. Morgan, now tell us, do you follow the car?
No, I see him pass me, and then I just watched him in my rear view, and that's when I see him turn in. I was like, holy crap, that's a big house.
guy, right?
Like were you
not a guy.
They
rise?
Pass you, and you see him in your rear view.
I thought he said he already. Maybe Lunchbox said he.
Yeah. Oh, so you were going opposite direction.
Opposite direction.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
They have very recognizable hair.
Dolly?
No.
Okay.
Hair.
Reba?
No.
Okay. Tell hair. Us.
Kimberly Slapman of Little Big Town.
Oh, yeah.
Her hair. I won that game.
Hey, they have a whole lot of hits. Little Big Town is massive.
No, you're right. But
I would say generally that would be a good story. But one of four, that would have been tough.
Yeah, if they were all in the same car driving to the house, maybe. Yeah.
They could have been. All I know is I saw her.
Singing.
Right. Singing. Harmonies all.
I do think Philip might have been with her. I just recognized her and her hair.
I just asked Jake if we can call him. He said, when? Now,
dude.
Next 10 to 15. I think Lunchbox wins this one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yours is good. And if we wouldn't have matched them up, you had a good story. I've been walking on the street and Kimberly Schlattman, blonde hair of Little Big Town, has pulled up beside me like, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, what? Oh, hey. Like, she's that nice.
Can you tell me what kind of car she was driving?
Was it white?
No, her husband was driving.
Oh, got it.
And I don't know if she wants me to give away, but it's a darker color.
Oh, well,
I mean, yeah, she probably doesn't.
But like, is it a BMW, like a Mercedes or Lamborghini?
No, don't say.
It's a nice brand. You would
it's a luxury
it nice.
Brand.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And it should be. It's a little big time.
Well, yeah. It's a really big house. Like,
do you want to hear? Oh, we heard the whole Jake clip, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. He was just using his feet. He didn't even have a car.
He said, will it work? And yes. Just text when you can talk. We'll talk to Jake and see what he thinks happened. The lunchbox situation.
So, hey, I had my wife and kids in the car, and I left them in the car running in the parking lot across the street. I was like, guys, I got to go.
We'll see if we can get Jake on in the next segment. If we can't, I definitely want to talk about the Kevin Costner divorce that's gotten really, really weird.
Oh, man.
I mean, speaking of big houses.
I mean, she won't leave, and she's doing all kinds of great stuff. I won't even say crazy, because I don't know what he's doing that's crazy.
That's true.
But that's coming up in a second. So we'll be back with Jake, possibly, and also Kevin Costner divorce and what's happening. And you think Amy having to split silver with her husband was bad.
Which, that's a joke.
I know, it's a joke. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. The only guy to send me a happy Father's Day message on Father's Day, Jake Owen is on the phone. There he is.
Oh, okay. Yes, all yes. right.
To send me one, though.
What's up?
Yes. Why did he do that?
Dogs?
What's up, boys? What's and up? Girls?
Yes. Hey, so we have a couple reasons to call you. First of all, this was not a reason that Jake had asked for, but Jake's record comes out on Friday. We will talk about that in a second. But Lunchbox said he risked his life to run over and accost you with a microphone. Can you give us your account of that?
Yes, I will give you my account of that. I was actually walking out of my favorite restaurant in Nashville called Hugh Baby's, great burger, and I was walking back to my office. And next thing I know, I see Lunchbox risking his life running across Charlotte Avenue to give me a hug, actually. And it felt really good.
That's a busy street.
Yeah. And there was no crosswalk. I didn't go to the stoplight. I was just like, I got to get there. Jake's right there. Got to go for it.
And were you surprised that it was Lunchbox?
I mean, yes. I was surprised it was Lunchbox, but I was more surprised that he parked his car like 500 yards away and ran down the street to give me a hug.
He ditched his wife and kids.
Day.
Yeah, he left his wife and kids in the car, too, on the side of the road, in case you're wondering.
I saw that you were, like, rutted, man, and I was like, wait a second, is that Lunchbox? It was just cool. So I'm glad you did it, man.
Something else I wanted to mention is that we've talked about in the last few weeks, your song On the Boat Again. Eddie brought it up, too. It's, like, maybe the best song on the radio right now.
Well, thank you, guys. I've been pretty fortunate to kind of be, like, a summertime kind of Florida guy, and those types of songs always work well for me. And I remember when my dad bought me a boat, like, just this little boat with a little small little horsepower engine on it for my brother and I when we were kids to putz around on, and ever since then, boats have been a big part of my life. So this time of year to put a song out like that, it feels really good.
We'll play that.
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, we'll play in a second. So the record comes out on Friday, Loose Cannon. So listen, I don't know. Your people hasn't even said Jake wants to come up and be on the show, so I don't even know what to do here. But what I don't know, what's the record about?
The title of it, Loose Cannon, is appropriately titled, I think. You know me, man, and I'm kind of all over the map kind of guy, and you kind of unexpected at times, and I think that the Loose Cannon as a title fits it very well. And with that being said, there's so many songs on this album that are just kind of all over the map. I can't say there's like a consistency to it other than the story of my kind of life and where I am, where I've been, and where I want to go.
That's a lot. Where he's been.
Where he is and where he wants to go.
Yeah. And I'm just asking you this because I'm your friend, but I see you like on Apple Music. I see you doing all this press. But again, there's not been one mention of, hey, I want to come up and do the show.
Oh, I'm glad you said that because I'll get on my piece to do that. But I think, too, and you know this about me, man, like we're buds, but I'd never be like, yo, can I come on your show and tell everybody about me?
Well, I feel like that's funny Jake says that because I feel like you're the same way. Like, I never want to ask my friends to come up and do something, even if they have something out. Because
I hear you. But I guess I just get offended when he's doing everything else and it's not like, hey.
It's not your show.
Yeah, it's like my friend and it's like going on everybody else's stuff and he's not even being like, hey, I'll come up.
I know, but it's just he says that and I've heard you say that before because y'all are like
buds.
I've
also heard Bobby say, Everybody, nobody ever calls me unless they need something from me.
So but I think that's different because we talk all the time.
That's true, though, man.
Yeah, Jake, y'all
I sent you a happy Father's Day text from Stanley because I know he can't talk.
That's true, he can't.
Oh, it was from Stanley.
He knows, that's true.
I did. I said, Stanley thinks you're a great father. I can see it in his eyes.
Okay.
I mean, Jake is weird like that. When I saw him on the street corner and I ran up to him and I was like, what about your new song? He's like, oh, don't worry about that, man. Just be nice to each other, America.
But that's what he said. He didn't want to promote his album. That's what, right. Yeah. He's not trying to promote
anything.
That's
what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Okay, so then I should do that that invitation. Or we could just put him on the phone every day. Who knows? Okay. Jake, appreciate that.
No, I love you guys, and I will come see you anytime you'll have me.
Well, Jake, since y'all, you know, you've mentioned how close y'all are, tell us what Bobby is like, you know, to vacation with.
Wait, what?
Give our listeners a peek inside of that.
Yeah, be honest, Jake.
Yeah.
Bobby's awesome, and so is Caitlin, and spending time with the both of them is really refreshing because it's really awesome to see two people that love each other that much. It's inspiring, and I'm not just saying this to blow smoke. I really mean it. We've had a lot of fun. We got on some trips together and had some fun, and I'm sure we'll do more, but he'll tell you, I crack on him all the time.
Yeah, I just sit there and take abuse the whole time. But I'm fine because I'm tired usually.
I haven't drank in a couple of years now. So it's fun to sit there and, you know, see our girls drink margaritas and, you know, Bobby and I are drinking mocktails.
Fruitier the better. Yeah. I'm actually like his. What do you call the person who does the wine? Sauvignon
Blanc.
I can't pronounce that word.
Sommelier. Yo, the sommelier. Whatever.
What is that?
Whatever it is. I was like that to Jake when he started doing mocktails at first. I was like, I'll be your sommelier. This would be great with the texture of fish and we match up mocktails.
Got it.
Okay, look, Jake's record comes out on Friday. It is called Loose Cannon. That was actually not why we were calling him, but I do want to say it. We're going to play On the Boat again. Love you, dude, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, can I come on your show soon and tell everybody about my new record?
You can come up literally anytime you want, record or not. You just let us know when you want to come up. Just come sit. You don't have to play. Don't bring your guitar. Just come up and sit, and we'll talk.
Okay.
All right. Good. See you, buddy.
See you guys.
Bye. Here's a voicemail we got yesterday.
Hi. I just wanted to say I've been listening to the podcast while running errands all around town today, and three times I laughed out loud in my car. I'm sure looking like a freak to other car drivers, but just thank you so much. I love listening to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Here is Avery. Go ahead.
I just had a question for Lunchbox. So I was walking through the Nike store the other day, and I heard his, like, victory song, and they stay there, and they stay there. So I was just wondering if he was walking through a Nike store and that came on, would he scream, and they stay there, and they stay there? Thank you for y'all's time.
Yeah!
No, I don't yell it in the store.
You didn't win anything.
No. I didn't win. There's no game being played, so it's no point in winning.
That's all about when you're the competitor, when you're competition.
Yeah, like if I'm just walking through a store, if I find a free pair of shoes, then I would yell it. Yeah, yeah, that's winning. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Your number ones right now, the number one alternative song is from Foo Fighters, Rescued. The number one hip-hop song is from Tusi, Favorite Song.
I'm on the stage right now. Song,
number one song, country music, Megan Maroney, Tennessee Orange.
I met somebody, he's got blue eyes, he opens the door.
Congrats to Megan Maroney. All right, that's it. By the way, tickets to my comedically inspirational tour with cities like Wichita, cities like Tampa, Louisville, Las Vegas, D.C., Virginia Beach. They go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. local time, wherever you are. Get your tickets at BobbyBones.com. Did I forget anybody?
Lexington.
Nope. Louisville.
You said that? Oh, Louisville. Sorry.
If you're in Lexington, you're out of luck. Sold out.
Dang.
They all perked up, huh?
Sorry.
Wow.
But you can come to Louisville.
Kentucky.
Come to Louisville for that show. Yeah. So Friday, 10 a.m. local time.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
If you're feeling a little tired this afternoon, skip the coffee or anything else that you try to use to pump yourself up. And
mess.
Do that.
Okay. Well, we're going to go there.
You going to party all night?
I'm really trying to get my afternoon up, you know?
No, this is legal.
Oh.
You just stick your head in a freezer. A neuroscientist said that it's a great hack, especially later in the day, because it wakes you up by activating your arousal system, and it's not going
to
keep
you... Other ways to do that.
It's not going to keep you up at night like a cup of coffee can.
I don't know. If my neurologist or neuroscientist was saying, hey, just stick your head in a freezer, I wouldn't feel very good about going back to him.
Why?
Sounds a little kooky.
But that's the same whole concept of having this room really cold. Us staying awake.
That's
and being
true.
Alert.
No, because I stick your head in for like 5 seconds, 10 seconds.
That does look weird too.
And you're not performing well in the room while your head's in the freezer. If you were like taking calls while your head's in the freezer, then I'd be like, okay, I kind of get it.
But I mean, you might be into this guy's book. He wrote one called The Sleep Prescription. And again, he's a neuroscientist, so he knows what he's talking about.
I believe.
All kinds of things.
I do believe. Speaking of cold, I'm not going to say pulled it. I think people sometimes will be, they'll embellish it a little, but I've hurt my groin and my hip flexor area. I think I've probably strained it real bad. And there is a place that does cryo, which is cryogenic, which is people freeze their heads forever.
Oh, wow.
But it's not that bad. It's like cryo for your body. One of our buddies who used to come on the show on the podcast, Bobo, who was a nurse, opened up this health place called Arete, and he's got a cryo. And what it does is you get in, just like the freezer, and it's inflammation. It takes inflammation down. That's the goal of it, right? Would you say I'm speaking correctly?
Yeah.
So I've hurt my groin, and I've been going into that cryo place. And it's not a healer, but it does help with inflammation. And I go and do three and a half minutes of cryo. And again, I don't come out, and it's all better, but I do think that this cryo or ice, for ice is the same thing. You put it on to cut the inflammation.
Yeah, like if you bump your head, you put ice on it, and it reduces the swelling.
Oh. Yes.
Okay.
So that's what I've been doing for my
Is that hard? Like cold for 3.5 minutes?
It's really hard.
Yeah.
We turn it up all the way. I go all the way and I do 3.5 minutes. And they let you put a song on to pump you up because you can wear a towel thing, but it covers my nipples. I just put the little thing over my nipples. And other than that,
that's it.
Gloves on your, you can wear gloves on your hands.
Socks.
And socks on your feet. And that's it. I would want your underwear.
Okay, underwear. Okay, good.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not letting the tip of my... Okay.
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Freeze off,
but
man.
They're like, what song do you want to hear? And I go in and do Rage Bulls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so, Bulls on Parade!
We're with it now.
And I have to... I mean, I got to focus on this song. And this song is like exactly 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
And it's hot.
It's freezing cold. And I got to feel like I'm moshing in a friggin' 1996 Rage Against the Machine concert. It's that hardcore.
I'm like the psycho that goes in silence.
Whoa. That's weird.
I know. They're always like, what song do you want? I'm like, nothing.
That's great. I have to pull myself up. Like, I'm about to do a bench press record. That's what I do for 3.5 minutes, but I do believe in it.
Have you tried doing like a beach song that's like tropical and
I don't like the beach. I don't like tropical.
But to a warmer climate?
I don't care about that.
Okay.
What I do care about is getting pumped up. 3.5 minutes. But turn on, baby. All right, Andy, what else you got over there?
Okay, so there's this guy who faked his own funeral. So I'm just curious what your thoughts on it are. I mean,
a funeral, my thoughts? Like, what a weirdo.
Yeah, he had his
family
involved.
He'd probably go silent in the cryo.
He's has a TikTok following, but pretty much the funeral was going on. Everyone's showing up. They're mourning.
Oh,
they think he's in a casket. And then a helicopter comes in, and he gets off the helicopter, and he's like, what up, my friends?
Is it Mr. Beast? I love it.
No, but he said he wanted to see who actually cared about
it. Okay, this is weird. I don't like it because you are making a lot of people go through a traumatic experience of thinking someone close to them died.
Yeah.
That part sucks, and that's not cool. But at least he got it on for TikTok, you know? At least he didn't do it just for his own personal enjoyment. I don't like it, but because I'm not connected to it, hilarious.
How close are these friends, though?
Exactly.
Because I feel like I would know if you faked your death. Unless everyone around you is involved. Like, everyone has to be involved. And that's
well,
tough.
It could just be my wife. If she just called you and say, hey, he died in a car wreck.
She'd have to really act.
He had his kids write a tribute on social media.
Oh. That is so messed
up. Yeah, that's just psychotic. Unless it was for a bit.
So he hopped.
It's slightly less.
He hopped off the chopper as he greeted his mourners. Cheers to you all. Welcome to my funeral. And he had a
that's
camera
so
crew.
Stupid. I would not be his friend anymore. So is he super rich? Is he super famous? Is he got a ton of followers? Because you can rent a chopper for this? That ain't cheap.
He has 165,000 followers.
All right, dude, you're a loser. He's a loser. I bet he has more now. What's his name on a follow? All right, what else?
Okay. Trisha Yearwood says that she tried to change her name back in the day when she was marrying Garth Brooks, but Garth wouldn't have it. He's like, no, you are. And he does call her Mrs. Yearwood, and he calls himself Mr.
No, he's Mr. Yearwood.
Mr. Yearwood, yeah. So she wanted to change her name, but he was like, no, I want you to keep it.
Yeah, he also refers to himself as Garth. There's three Garths, Business Garth, Music Garth, and Human Garth. And I like to know which one I'm talking to. Business Garth made a lot of tough decisions. Entertainer Garth, awesome, let's go. I'm ready to see you rock and roll. Normal Garth the dude, one of the best dudes ever.
Who's Mr. Yearwood?
I don't know. It's a fourth one. I can't quite put my finger on that when he's that one.
So something Trisha decided to do, because that was back in the day, is last year for their anniversary, she went and made it official. And he's like, what? You don't have to do this. I decline it. So she keeps trying, but he wants her to
rename
her. Weird
fight, I tell you. Weird fight. You ever see Spy versus Spy where they're always trying to get at each other?
Yeah.
There's like the white one and the black one. They're always trying to.
That's the ones with the weird heads?
Yeah, one. Yeah, they like bird heads. That's what they're always doing, Spy versus Spy. I get the name. Don't get the name. Is that it?
Yep. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Services. They do yard work for people in need, including elderly, single parents, disabled, or veterans, and they do it all for free. But the guy that founded it, Rodney Smith Jr., was like, huh, how can I get kids involved? And so he has a sign up. Kids ages 8 to 17 can sign up, and they do yard work for free. And every 10 yards, they get a free colored t-shirt. And if you're like me, you're like, who gives a crap about a colored t-shirt? Right? That's what you're thinking. But
I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking, oh, good, they're volunteering more than what they're getting.
I was like, who cares about a t-shirt?
Yeah.
But after they finish 50 yards, they get a brand new lawnmower, weed eater, and blower.
That's cool.
Now that is some incentive. Then you start your business.
Yep.
Because you got your lawnmower, your weed eater, and your blower. Then you start charging people. So you do it for free for 50.
You show them how good you are, then you go back to the places
exactly.
That you've been doing it for free. Hey, times are tough. I got to raise it up.
But that's crazy.
You break off.
And so now they have 4,500 kids around the country participating in the challenge.
That's great.
And anywhere, anybody can sign up, go sign up, and you can become a free yard worker.
Well, when you say it like that, it doesn't sound so good.
Yard worker.
You can volunteer to help other people in need.
Volunteer.
Yeah. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.